Old wood floors and concrete, damp with moisture, run beneath our feet as Amy Blansett, founder of the Drew Lewis Foundation, takes me on a tour of her labor of love. What was once Fairbanks Elementary, a school building bustling with children, is slowly coming back to life with a new purpose. This section of the old school is still under renovation. The Fairbanks was built back in 1906 and began as a four-room schoolhouse, which grew over the years until it closed in 2007.
The reason I was interested in the property was I had bought a house up the block in about the same time the school closed down, the same year. And so I remodeled that house and lived in it for 6 months a year. And so I learned a lot about the neighborhood. And I also watched this building get one board put up and another window broken, and saw the crime start to change around the space.
The Fairbanks is located north of Chestnut Expressway in the Grant Beach neighborhood. Blansett shares she continued to watch the building as it changed hands through a few owners, but nothing happened. As the price continued to drop, she and her husband grew more interested.
My husband was in real estate. He'd been in for 18 years, and he wanted to do something different. He was diagnosed with cancer and had the possibility of being cancer-free. And so he just started talking about needing something new, something to be passionate about. I had my eye on this property, and he knew I had fallen in love with just the history and the architecture of it. And so it was kind of one of those, well, maybe we start with that project.
The cancer returned with a vengeance, shares Blansett, and she lost her husband not long after purchasing the property. For a while, she was not sure what she wanted to do with the building. Blansett says it took a year to get the first phase going, and she learned a lot during that time. She created the Drew Lewis Foundation in honor of her husband and began seeking input from the building through neighborhood meetings.
And after a couple months of having it and the people who showed up and the ideas that began to swirl around it, it just really changed into something from a commercial property to flip to a catalyst to change an entire neighborhood.
Blansett says Springfield has many resources available for families, but they are often spread out and access is limited. With the recent closing of some supermarkets, Blansett describes the area as a, quote, food desert. While food banks and other resources exist to help families in need, convenient access is a problem, especially in bad weather, she says, when people may be forced to go without. With the help of Ozarks Food Harvest, working with farmers markets and keeping a garden, she'll be able to provide a local ongoing source for food. As the Fairbanks continues to be revitalized section by section, the second phase of services will include a computer lab, laundromat, commercial kitchen, and event space. This hub will also provide a location for agencies like the health department to come to families, providing easier access to services. It is anticipated that these programs will encourage volunteer participation as a way for families to give back and feel connected and invested in their community.
There's one neighbor boy who comes over and he helps because he feels connected. He feels empowered. My MSU students totally kind of bring him in the nest and make him feel completely like a part of the team that's working. He sees my Jeep and he knows I'm here and he knows he's welcome at a place that makes him feel special.
The Boys and Girls Club's Henderson unit is less than one block away. Blansett says they collaborate and work together to provide opportunities for kids and their families. The art program is the most popular and impactful, yet it has a limited budget and limited space. Together, the groups began brainstorming how to increase the art budget from just $45 a month for 250 children and better serve the kids.
Well, if we're going to do that, let's increase the awareness truly about the neighborhood and the needs of the neighborhood, and let's do an event with the Boys and Girls Club that provides a day of service.
That event is Saturday, with a free wellness event for children and families held at the Boys and Girls Club Henderson unit. It will include health screenings, meals, shoes, clothes, haircuts, and hygiene kits. The evening's event will be at the Fox Theater downtown, including a fashion show featuring the Boys and Girls Club kids, art, food, live music, and a silent auction. Tickets for the event are $45, and all proceeds benefit the partnership between the Fairbanks and the Boys and Girls Club Henderson unit to support the arts exhibit program. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.